of effect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th, at the University of Oregon White Stag Block in Portland. EFFECT is a two-day conference that examines the work, culture, and design of social change. This grassroots event, featuring stories from multiple marginalized activists, creators, and technologists working towards social change. Again, that's EFFECT on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon White Stag Block, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. The time now is 10 o'clock. Coming up this morning on KBOO, next it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and at 11, on stage and studio, DMA features two new premiere productions at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Snow in Midsummer and The Way the Mountain Moved. And at 11:30, Art Focus interviews artists, curators, and critics. Today in Portland, we'll see a partly cloudy and smoky day with an afternoon high of about 95 degrees. Air quality is unhealthy, and people are advised to reduce long or intense outdoor activities. KBOO programming is made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is August 21st, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. Trump indeed has shown us that he knows how to put the rat in tyrant, and a quote for today from Emil Cioran is, in order to have the stuff of a tyrant, a certain mental derangement is necessary. Well, that said, Trump is becoming increasingly, it would appear, from his the barrage of tweets, which, again, this shouldn't happen. It's amazing to me, how quickly Americans acclimate to the severely abnormal, the truly dangerous. What we see is, well, that's, you know, not much of a problem. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's a very, very dangerous mentality. And it in some ways, it Americans' willingness to accept what Donald Trump says and does as a norm is a mental derangement as dangerous as those displayed by the president himself. It's just something to be aware of. Again, hearkening back to post 9/11, look what happened with the Patriot Act. People assimilated it to such a deep degree that there are many people today who aren't even aware that we still are held in thrall to the USA Patriot Act. There are many people in newsrooms at independent radio stations around the country who are unaware of what the Patriot Act actually is. For God's sakes, there's lawmakers who are get elected to public office and are unaware of what the Patriot Act is. The weather for the next couple of days is going to be our just desserts. This is exactly, we're paying the price, agreed. Widespread haze, no kidding. Widespread smoke, no kidding. Otherwise, sunny skies. Isn't it nice weather today? Yes, it is. Sunny skies, highs around 90. And northeast wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, gusting up to 18. And tonight, haze, smoke, mostly clear, with a low around 64. And for tomorrow, haze, but before 11, but only before 11 a.m., so isn't that nice? And after that, it's going to be sunny again. Yes, it's picnic weather. How about that? How about that? Let's go for a picnic. Is it a sunny day? Let's go for a picnic. Right, with highs around 91 and not much in the way of wind for tomorrow night. Clear skies, lows around 60. And today, Sam Kropp is going to join us from Cascadia Wildlands to talk wolves, because right now I'd rather talk about the real wolf creature and not, it's a sorry day, no disrespect to wolves when you say that wolves stalk the avenues of power. Waiting patiently, we have Sam waiting on the line. Just want to mention that today we have, there's a prison strike going on. And it is something to be aware of, solidarity with prisoners. If you know anyone who is incarcerated right now, write to them today, express solidarity, take their phone calls, and support prisoners in everything they do. We are hoping that there's an off chance that James Scott will call in today. And James has been on death row in San Quentin for 32 years and is one of the sanest, calmest, most spiritual people I have ever had the privilege of speaking to. He's an extraordinary writer and an even more extraordinary artist. And he's on 32 years on death row in San Quentin. Can you imagine that? Just surviving is an accomplishment that none of us could claim. None of us. None of us have it in us. I don't know anyone, myself included, who could do that. And is this going to be James? Oh dear, it's not. Okay, well, please forgive the occasional beeps and buzzes and whirs emanating from the phone. We are, as I said, hoping to get James on the line today to talk about what a prison strike looks like from the inside. We, on the other hand, on the outside, don't seem to have it within us to stage any kind of general strike, even though we have the freedom to do so. How about that? Think about that. Think about it a little bit through the smoke and through the haze. That said, okay, we're going to speak with Sam Kropp from Cascadia Wildlands, people who work hard all day, every day, people who take their work home with them in ACES. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, so I get a press release, and I was interested to see, as always, following what's happening with apex predators. And of all the apex predators that we know, the mythology surrounding wolves runs deepest. There's a lawsuit that currently we hope will stop the kill of Washington's premier wolf packs. Can you talk a little bit, briefly, a little background, and then what's happening right now, currently?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what you just said right now is a really good place to start about just the kind of storied, the storied history of wolves and the relationship that we humans have with them. I think more than a lot of other predators and a lot of other creatures that we interact with, wolves have this relationship with us where we have historically demonized them and seen them as kind of a symbol of the untamable wild, something that we need to control and keep out of our communities. And so we saw that with the essential extermination of wolves in the Pacific Northwest, and the slow process of us beginning to realize the importance of wolves as this apex predator and keystone species that are essential to healthy ecosystems, and the slow return of wolves to the Pacific Northwest. And so that's what we've been seeing over the past few decades, is just the wolf populations in Washington and Oregon and California beginning to rise. And we've seen with our wolf counts, the population slowly rising over time, as we would argue they should. But at the same time, we're experiencing a lot of pushback from folks who have and kind of abide by that same sort of mentality, which demonizes wolves and sees them as essentially a threat to our livelihood and to our way of life. And so the recent iterations of that have been essentially us seeing time and time again Washington and Oregon stepping in to use lethal control for against wolf populations as a response to wolf depredations on cattle and livestock. So this most recent case that I think you were referring to, we filed a lawsuit yesterday, us, the Cascadia Wildlands, in conjunction with the Center for Biological Diversity in Washington, to stop the state of Washington from carrying out their kill order for the Togo wolf pack in Ferry County. And so if they were able to carry out that kill order, they would be targeting a collared black male adult, and possibly with the possibility of killing additional pack members in that pack. So our lawsuit is seeking a temporary restraining order on that, because for a variety of reasons, we know through all the scientific studies that have come out in the past few decades that wolves have been returning to the Pacific Northwest, that this sort of lethal control isn't necessarily effective in stopping these depredations, but also because we would argue that lethal control against a newly burgeoning wolf population is not only immoral, but it also is not good for our ecosystems and not good for Cascadia.
Well, that's just the thing, is livestock present more of a threat to habitat than wolves do. Furthermore, the idea that this is so terrible, oh my God, oh, the humanity, these dreadful, terrifying wolves kill the innocent little calf or the innocent little sheep. We plan to eat them ourselves, and the processes by which we accomplish the death and processing of the little calves and the little sheep is so much more grotesque than anything a wolf would ever do. Is, for God's sake, it's not a pack. It's two wolves, a male and female, and they're mm-hmm. unknown number of pups, as I understand this. Possible threat could this present to the calves, the little sheep, which everybody plans to eat? We put a sizable dent in the little calves and the little sheep over Labor Day weekend, right? I mean, come on, people, really. And the fact too that we're raising these things for meat anyway has had a disastrous, possibly even lethal for the human species effect on the environment.
On that note of what you're saying is that these, I mean, I think what you're getting at so beautifully is that wolves are native to this region. Yes. Wolves are part of this native ecosystem, and they not only belong here, but they're necessary here. And cattle aren't.
We aren't either necessary to this ecosystem either.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So, I mean, it is. I think that most people don't really realize the extent of what's happening. I mean, the fact that since 2012, the state of Washington has killed off nearly 15% of the confirmed wolf population because livestock owners are asking them to do that. And of that 15% of the population that was killed, which was 18 wolves since 2012. 15 of those 18 were on behalf of the same livestock owner. So this isn't like a widespread epidemic of wolf depredations and wolf targeting cattle. This isn't a major crisis like some would make it out to be. This is the state sponsoring the killing of wolves as a reaction to the requests and to the fears of just a few livestock owners.
I say just pay the guy off. I mean, these are not well people. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Sam. Thanks for with the Cascadia Wildlands and support the lawsuits. This is where we do end. You have to fight them, and we have to keep up the pressure to protect the predators. Amazing that we find ourselves in this situation. Sam Krupp with Cascadia Wildlands has been a guest today. This has been at Cascadia for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. And let's see, Ray engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Ray. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andrig. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short